Shvius Perk Tes, Mishnah Hey, 9:5. We now approach the question of what happens if you have different vegetables pickling together. So let's say for argument's sake, you have in your pickle jar cucumbers as well as onions and peppers. And let's assume that cucumbers, onions, and peppers arrive at the time for beer at different times in the calendar. So the question is, since they've all been sitting together in the vinegar, so the taste of the cucumber includes absorptions of taste from the onions and the peppers, and the taste of the onions have absorptions of the cucumbers and the peppers, etc. So the question is, do those absorptions now accelerate or affect the time at which beer applies to each of these vegetables? And the Mishnah says inside, HaKovesh Shlosha Kvashim B'Chavis Achas. If a person's pickling three different vegetables in a single barrel, so again, you have cucumbers, let's say, onions and peppers in the jar, and let's say that cucumbers are the first to reach time of beer. So then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ochlin Al HaRishon. Everything depends on the first of the vegetables. So once the time for beer has occurred for the first, let's say the cucumbers, the onions and peppers also become forbidden to be consumed because they have absorptions of taste from the cucumber, and that absorption of taste now reached beer, so that makes the little bits of cucumber particles in the form of tam, of taste, in the onions and in the peppers now forbidden and reach beer, so now the onions themselves and peppers themselves must be taken out of the jar, and beer must be done. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua goes lakula, the other extreme, af ala achron. Rabbi Yoshua holds, you actually can keep eating those cucumbers even past the time of beer, because it has absorptions of the onions and the peppers, and the onions and peppers have kedusha shvius, which haven't reached the time of beer. And that makes the little bits of tam, of taste, particles inside the cucumbers, that came from the onions and the peppers, allow the cucumbers to be eaten after the time that normal cucumbers have to have beer done to them. That's not so intuitive, but it's based on a pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua learns from the X word min, from that indeed, if you can eat even in such a scenario, where all three of the different fruits or vegetables that have kedusha shvius, the little bit that comes from the permissible ones into the what would be a forbidden now reaching beer one isn't yet eligible for beer. So in other words, as long as you have some of the vegetables in the mix that are not reaching the time of beer, they all may be eaten. And that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The third Shita is Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kol shekala mino min hasade, yivar mino min hachavis. Each one in its appropriate time. When the time for beer and cucumbers arrives, you have to remove the cucumbers from the barrel, and you can leave the onions and the peppers. When the time for beer and the onions arrives, then you remove the onions from the barrel, leaving the peppers alone. And finally, when the time for beer and the peppers come, then the peppers go out. Let me say those inside just so you see the words exactly. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kol shekala mino min hasade, each type, when it's no longer available in the field, yiva'er mino min hachavis. You remove that particular type from the barrel. V'halachat k'dvarav, the mission says here, but the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, and indeed that is the halacha. There is a question whether or not the girsa of the mission is correct. That is to say, it's unusual, quite unusual for the mission to say who the halacha follows. So some understand this is something that crept in later on. But either way, the halacha does follow Rabban Gamliel, so it doesn't make much of a difference. You will note, by the way, that this seems to run in contrast to the Stam Mishnah we saw in Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Over there in 7:7 in Shvius, we had carobs soaking in wine and roses soaking in oil. And there we said that, for example, the carobs, if the carobs had Kedusha Shvius and they were left in past the time of beer, then the wine which should absorb the carobs' taste also must be removed. So that is to say that the wine was affected by the carobs. Whereas here we're saying the second vegetable, let's say the onions, is not affected by the having absorbed taste from the first vegetable, in my example, the cucumbers. So what the difference is clear. This is talking about different kinds of species of vegetable where each one has kedusha shvius. So in this Mishnah, the cucumbers, the onions, and the peppers all have kedusha shvius. The question is how each of those respective vegetables are affected by having absorptions of other kedusha shvius vegetables. Whereas in 7:7, we're talking about the carobs or the rose having kedusha shvius, whereas the solution in which they're sitting, either the wine or the oil, didn't have kedusha shvius. So that's the difference. The exact lamed as to why that makes a difference is the subject to a number of different terutzim and the achronim. Leave that for now, but that is the difference between these two mishnayos over here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is going to argue, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say that the whole question as presented in the Mishnah is illegitimate, because Rabbi Shimon has an unusual shita, which is kol yerek echad lebiur. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that all vegetables have a single deadline with respect to the halachas of biur. That is to say, Rabbi Shimon holds that all vegetables essentially are the same, and when there's no longer any cucumbers available in the field, but if there's still peppers available in the field, so the time for a cucumber beer hasn't arrived. When the last of the vegetables are available, then all the vegetables have beer together. That's his shita. The halacha doesn't follow him, but that's his idea. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would say that our Mishnah, as it's presented in the context of Yirakos, is sort of irrelevant because the time for beer would be the same for the cucumbers, the onions, and the peppers. However, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the question is legitimate if, for example, you were stewing fruits. Because if you're making, you know, fruit jam or something, or fruit compote, and then there's, even he agrees that when it comes to fruits, there are different times for beer. So that's just almost a side point, and the halacha doesn't follow him anyways. The last part of the Mishnah is like a new paragraph, almost like a new Mishnah, and it's really a new topic and sort of a side topic. It simply addresses the question of a vegetable called a bargila. So bargila, we actually had it once before in the Masechta, its identity is not perfectly clear. Whatever it is, they grow in like small dark holes and unfamiliar places, so it's hard to know when the time for beer has come for the bargila. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ochlin bargila, you can continue to eat the bargila." And how do you know when you have to bring it to the time of beer? Ad sheyichlu sigarios. When the sigarios, a different kind of vegetable, which seems to more or less end at the same time as the bargila, assuming that the sigarios we're talking about are Mebikas based in the Tofa, that are growing in the rather lush and wet valley of based in the Tofa. So that lasts for a long time. So as long as there are cigarios left in based in the Tofa, you can assume that there are regila left in the field somewhere. And when the cigarios run out in based in the Tofa, then you can no longer eat your regila. You have to, your bargila has to now be done beer on it. Exactly what these things are, I'm not clear, and if they're different shitas, whatever it is, it is.